Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
The new year brings a new incentive for movie makers to choose Wisconsin. The Badger State has a film office again and just launched a $5 million tax incentive program to attract more productions to the state. It is incredibly meaningful for one Wisconsin filmmaker. Nathan Deming is the founder of Nobody Pictures, based in Eau Claire in Los Angeles. He's actually on the Warner Brothers lot right now, putting the finishing touches on his next film, and he joins us live on the phone. Thanks for taking time out for us.
Hi, Jessica. Nice to meet you.
You testified last year in an effort to make this happen, to have the state reestablish a film office and create tax credits to attract filmmakers to the state. How much does this mean to you now that it's actually happening? The time is now.
This is super exciting, and it wasn't just me. This whole thing happened because of Action Wisconsin and a coalition of filmmakers and more than filmmakers across the state, just people who are interested in bringing more filmmaking here. And yeah, I think we were all kind of stunned when it passed. I mean, I know that just in my own personal film journey, when I finished film school about 12 years ago, I wanted to live and work in Wisconsin, and I just couldn't because of, first of all, there's no film office. Second of all, there's no film incentives. Those are kind of like the basic needs of infrastructure that any state needs to kind of build a film industry. So this is really exciting.
Yeah, State Senator Julian Bradley, also on the ground floor, instrumental in getting this done. So the film office provides a single point of contact. It also helps manage the incentives. Nathan, do you know who that point of contact is? Have you been in touch with those people? Is it really the clearinghouse for everything that makes it advantageous for you to shoot a film or a commercial or anything like that in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, the film office is super important for filmmakers and for Hollywood and just for regular people, because it's like the first place Hollywood can call if they want to film in Wisconsin. It's also a place for filmmakers like myself to find each other. As of this moment, I believe they've hired somebody. They just haven't announced it yet. So hopefully any day now we'll find out who that person is.
I'm curious, how does a $5 million incentive program compare to what other states are offering? Not every state has a program, but a lot of them do at this point. How does ours compare?
Yeah, it might be good to explain what it is, because I found people in the film industry don't even understand what these incentive programs are. But they're like changing the landscape of how movies are made. So basically, countries or states or even cities can offer these incentives where basically, if you come and film here, we'll give you 20 to 30% of your budget back. And it's a win-win for everybody, because the community has a film coming in, spending money, and then the film gets to save some money, right? So Wisconsin's is a transferable tax credit that's 30% back, which is really competitive. And the pool we're starting with is $5 million, which is a bit small, but also really smart because we're just starting the program. Minnesota's is about $25 million. So we got to get there, but we got to show demand for it first and, you know, just make sure that the whole thing's working properly. But no, I think it's a great start for hopefully what will be a successful program.
So, Nathan, credits cover feature films, they cover TV series, documentaries, and commercials. Let's say you are making a feature film, and 30% of that filming takes place in Wisconsin, and then 30% takes place in Minnesota, and the rest maybe in Michigan. Do the tax credits sort of move with you? Do you take advantage of each state's opportunities and just for the percentage or portion that's filmed in that particular state? How does that work?
Yeah, like for a filmmaker, you can easily just go to multiple states. If your story is all over, you can go and take, you know, if you film in New Mexico, which has a really good credit program, you can take part of theirs, and if you film in Wisconsin. But as far as like the state program goes, the only thing that Wisconsin's going to reimburse a production for is anything spent on Wisconsin. Does that make sense? So only Wisconsin crew members, only Wisconsin vendors. That way, we can avoid what happened about 20 years ago. We had this program. We were actually way ahead of the curve before other states were adopting this. We tried it out, and we got a little burned because I think we were too ahead of the curve. A movie called Public Enemies got some flack at the time for supposedly not earning as much money for the state as was spent. So since then, states have really figured out how to put the guardrails in place to make sure that you're not just flying in crew from California or even our neighboring states and then getting tax dollars from Wisconsinites basically to incentivize that. This is all to make sure that the money is spent in Wisconsin and stays in Wisconsin.
Ah, that makes sense. That's smart. We're talking with Nathan Deming, the founder of Nobody Pictures, based in Eau Claire in Los Angeles, about the Badger State now having this film office again and just launching a $5 million tax incentive program to attract more productions to the state. So we're now on a more level playing field to attract filmmakers. What does Wisconsin offer that other states can't? And maybe it's in our landscape. Maybe it's in the people. What do you think as a filmmaker?
I think we're a very artistic state, even though we're 40th out of 50th or something for arts funding. But there's something about our culture, our climate, that produces a lot of artists. There's actually like a lot of working actors and directors right now that are super famous, that are right from Wisconsin, Mark Ruffalo, Willem Dafoe. You know, I think we've produced a lot of people. I think also behind the camera, we have like a lot of, you know, our Midwest work ethic is pretty famous out in Hollywood. But also just the state itself, you can kind of cover a lot of locations more than you think. I mean, the lakes can easily be oceans. Any urban part of Milwaukee or even where I'm partly based, Eau Claire, can double for pretty much any city in the world now. And then all you have to do is drive 15 minutes and suddenly you got that classic Wisconsin heartland imagery, cornfields and farms and all that stuff too. I think it's a beautiful state, and I think most importantly, we're pretty underrepresented on the screen. So I think Hollywood's always looking for new stuff. I say, come to Wisconsin, see what we got.
So Nathan, you created a film called February, and this was an award winner at the Wisconsin Film Festival in 2024. And it was about an immigrant, small town, rural guy ends up, out of the country, ends up in Wisconsin, and falls in love with ice fishing. There's a brief synopsis. Did you film that in the state of Wisconsin, or because of the tax credit situation at that time, did you film it somewhere else? But the story was based upon this love affair with a time honored tradition in the state of Wisconsin.
No, that's a part of this series I'm doing. I'm going to make a film for every month of the year, all set in Wisconsin. Those will all be shot in Wisconsin. So that was filmed between Tomah, which is my hometown, go Tomah, and Eau Claire. So yeah, no, it was really fun to shoot here. Yeah, the tax incentives weren't around at the time, but it was just sort of a no-brainer. I mean, it's about ice fishing. Where am I going to find that in California, you know?
Nathan, you're on the set of Warner Brothers right now. That's where you called us from, so I love it. Can you give us the visual? Tell us what it's like and what you're up to.
Sure. Well, right now I'm in a dark mixing room underground. But, we're mixing my new film called Winter Hymns, which I'm really excited. This came together kind of strangely off the back a lot of the film tax incentive advocacy last year. I just met a million amazing Wisconsin filmmakers and actors. It's about a palliative care physician taking care of dying patients as they reflect on their lives. So it's going to come out pretty soon. Can't say when or where yet, but really excited to wrap it up. And I like so excited that Warner Brothers, once in a while, they like to support young filmmakers. So just really honored and excited to be here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Real quick, speaking of young filmmakers, I'm curious if you think this new step here in Wisconsin will keep young creatives from leaving the state, and how quickly maybe some other movies could come because filmmakers around the country know, hey, we can go to Wisconsin and get some money to shoot there now.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. I didn't want the next generation to kind of go through what I went through and then other people I've talked to my age or older went through, which is just that there wasn't the right things in place to make sure you can make a living in Wisconsin. So we train about 500 graduates every year in film and TV, and most of them have to leave the state right now. So hopefully that changes. And I'm excited. What I specifically got to talk to the Wisconsin Congress about when I testified was just the message that culture matters. And like, once we get to tell our own stories, like, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's hit TV shows all the time, like Yellowstone, that suddenly drive tourism to that state. Nobody thought that'd be a huge hit. And now people, I think Montana saw some increase in 1 million visitors per year just because of that hit TV show. So who knows what's waiting? Maybe somebody will make a hit TV show about Appleton, and then everybody will want to go to Appleton or something like that.
Well, I like that idea. And we just saw success last year with Green and Gold that was shot here. And the directors, I mean, the team of brothers, they had the opportunity to have it shot elsewhere and to get a lot of money and to sell it. And they said, no, we've got to keep that movie here in Wisconsin. And it ended up being a great success.
Totally. That's such a good example of this, right? Because it's called Green and Gold. It's about the Packers. And they almost shot it in Illinois. That would have been, like, so sacrilege, you know?
In so many ways.
So many ways. Well, thank you so much, Nathan. We appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to doing your mixing work, putting the final touches on your new film on the set of Warner Brothers. We appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Nice to meet you guys both.
That's Nathan Deming, founder of Nobody Pictures, which is based partially in Eau Claire and partially in L.A.